This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I have a couple of guys on the phone with me right now. I have Ryan O.
This is Ryan speaking.
And then I have Ko Chuan Jen. How are you guys doing?
Great, fantastic.
Yeah, we are good here.
Now, I was sent by a mutual colleague of ours, a lady called Jade Wong, and she sent me some information about you guys, about the company that you've been running. And I'd like you to explain a little bit to me about this. Ko, if you could start off and talk to me about the company that you guys co-founded and what it is that you do.
Oh, okay. Basically, I would say I was in the solar industry for a couple of years since 2008. And by 2011, actually, that's what I found out Malaysia government is going to launch the feed-in tariff policy. And I think that's a really good moment for me to do something because all the time I was in solar industry. So I just give a call to my friends, my high school friend and my uni friend, who is Ryan O and also Paul Ting Hui, who is a co-founder and the CTO, which is Ryan, and the CEO, which is Paul Ting Hui right now. And I just give them a call. I mean, individually, and then we have a chat, and then I just gather two of them together. And then I think that time we were quite young, not too dangerous, but quite passionate to create something meaningful by age of end of 27. So we decided we like to start a company. And the first company that we started in 2012, it's a company called Leaf Energy, which is the first solar energy consulting firm in Malaysia at that time. That's how we started off the business.
And that was how long ago?
That's about 8 years ago.
You said that you've always been in the solar industry.
Yep.
What was it about the solar industry that attracted you to that kind of vertical?
Oh, all right. I would say this has to backtrack back to my uni time. That time I was an engineering student, but I don't really like engineering. Yeah, and for my final year project, I just told myself that I need to find something exciting and quite a futuristic-driven kind of project for me to work on that, because I would like to work on some engineering stuff which is full of future potential. And I come across the final year project. It's about solar power. So that's how it sparked my interest and my passion in solar energy. After that, I went to Taiwan for internship for about 3 to 4 months, and I was constantly assigned to a renewable energy lab. And that's how I exposed to a lot of renewable energy from solar, biomass, wind power, yeah, a lot of different type of renewable energy technology in the international forum, workshop, and also able to study with a different PhD student and a master student in the renewable energy research lab. So that time, I found that this industry is definitely a future trend, and there's a lot of country that started to move, and a lot of this power solution from traditional and dirty energy to solar power and also clean energy. And the financial institution also has already switched a lot of their financing portfolio from coal-fired power plant to the clean energy power plant. So I know the trend is there. And when I look into Malaysia at that time, it's not really there. And when the moment I flew all the way back from Taiwan back to Malaysia, when I look out to my flight window, I look at the roof. I mean, at the Sepang area, it's plenty of roof and it's all naked. So I just told myself that it would be great if one day I'm able to just install solar power and cover the whole roof with solar panels. And that's how the dreams and how the seed was planted in about 12 years ago.
Very interesting. Now, here's an interesting thing for me as an observation, like you've just explained to me as well. When you take off and you look down at the rooftops in Malaysia, you don't see that many solar panels, or you didn't.
There's no solar panel.
Right.
There's no solar panel at all.
And yet, Malaysia seems to be the perfect place to be putting up solar panels, in my mind anyway. I mean, why is it that we're not seeing as many solar panels as perhaps we should? Is it simply because Malaysia is still very clearly this petrol-based nation? Is that what it is?
I think there are a couple of reasons. The first reason is mainly because of a cost of solar panel at that time is pretty expensive.
Mm.
If we calculate, let's say about 12 years back, where I still remember that time when I calculated the payback period, it's up to 25 years.
Wow.
So it's really long. And today, it's just about 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's such a huge difference at that time. And from economic point of view, it doesn't make sense. This is the first thing.
Mm.
The second thing is the policy. It's not the pros to clean energy at the time. So it don't have much this mechanism like green tariffs in year 2008 or 2009 to lower down the payback period to bring the clean energy investment to become a sexy investment mechanism
right.
at that time.
Yeah.
So this is another challenge that time in 12 years back.
Okay. Well, let's rewind to 12 years back or so, you know, and I've read quite a bit about the humble beginnings of your company and you know, and everybody kind of loves the a rags to riches tale. Yeah, talk me through the beginning of a company, you know, in terms of like attracting money and chasing money and not having money. How difficult was it for you guys when you first started?
Wow. When we first started, each of us, we don't have much fun. So I still remember I'm pulling out my wedding fund in.
Wow,
in my body.
That's quite a commitment.
Yeah. That's my all. That's all my saving at that time. That's my only saving. So when we just started the business, we are like about 27, 28 years old. We're pretty young and we started as a consulting firm. And it's quite challenging because where people that will expect someone from as a so-called consultant, someone who are more senior. And when they open the door, meet up with us, they are a few young chaps and it seems like they are pretty young and whether are they convincing or not is also a big question. So without trying to call and looks young is one of our challenge. But something good is because we do have a lot of different this knowledge, especially for myself, that time, actually I work for international company, for Japanese solar company and also German solar company. And I spend most of my time in 12 over country, 20 over city to build solar power plant around the world. So we are able to provide a lot of this professional technical knowledge as well as financing knowledge to our customer to resolve their problem. So I still remember that time we all have to really tie up our own wallet. We all have to went to some of these veggie restaurant in Sri Kembangan for about like 2.5 ringgit lunch. And yeah, that's one of our sponsor that time. And yeah, the cash flow is tight because when we just get few project, we always just focus on delivering the project, but we forget to do collection. And I still remember that time our admin come and talk to us and they just say, your account is only left 9,000.
What?
Yeah, 9,000 and we still have to pay salary. So today when we look back, it's all the good old days. This is how we experienced before. But I think something good is we are quite blessed that with our hard work and also our sincerity to provide value and resolve our client problem, we have a lot of project which referred by our client from stage to stage and also from years to years. That's how we build quite a strong clientele base from years to years. Yeah, and that's how we transform to today.
I mean, in terms of, I'm guessing you have more than 9,000 ringgit in the bank now, right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping so, at least, anyway. Otherwise, we're interviewing people for the wrong show.
Yeah, definitely. We're more like that.
Okay, I think, Cole, we're going to take a short break here, and then I'll invite your other co-founder across to the phone lines in just a moment. But before we wrap up, speaking to you, what do you think you as an individual would be your most valuable lesson that you would share with somebody else who's wanting to start their own business, perhaps in an industry that isn't as established? You know, I mean, solar energy, as you said, wasn't a huge thing 12 years ago. It was a struggle. What piece of advice would you give to a young entrepreneur?
All right. I would say this is one of my core value, which is to find your passion, live with purpose, and the rest is all about persistence. So the time I'm aware about my passion, my strength is about the solar energy, and I know the future trends there. And with a purpose, I'm pretty clear, as well as my partners, that we are knowing that we would like to build something which is a business which bring a lot of value and something very impactful, which create energy revolution. And that's how our tagline come on, which is about energy revolution, the next energy revolution. We would like to impact, and this is our purpose. And the rest is all persistent, because when we start something, looks new, and in the very beginning stage, there's a lot of doubt from people around us. People might question this. We might have a lot of rejection. We have to face a lot of more than thousands or few hundred thousand of rejection from time to time. So when we really tired, we all have to recall back, what's our purpose? Why are we doing that? Is there something? What does this mean to me, to us? And the rest is our persistency. Yeah, we have to be really persistent and stand firm with our belief and have to go through with all the obstacles. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ko.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, that was Chuan Zheng Ko, the co-founder at Plus Solar Systems. When I come back, I will be speaking to the other co-founder. It is Ryan Oh. You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Breathe freely, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. Today's show's a little different. I've got a couple of fellas on the line, but we've had to split them up because, unfortunately, I can't have them on the phone line really at the same time. Just a few moments ago, I had Chuan Zheng Ko. He's the co-founder at Plus Solar Systems. I now have one of the other co-founders. It's Ryan Oh on the phone line with me. Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
Hey, Richard, I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Now, between the two of you, from what I'm understanding, there's an EY Emerging Entrepreneur of the Year 2019 and another Emerging Entrepreneur of the Year 2019 for both EY. You guys have pretty much set a fairly high bar for people who are wanting to get into business and entrepreneurship. You guys must work really hard.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all hard work, sweat, blood and tears, and all that. And obviously, luck could be one factor, but I'm betting more on the blood and sweat.
So just talking to Ko just a few moments ago, he was kind of setting me up about, the industry that you guys are involved with and how things have slowly changed over the last few years. I mean, personally, I don't see it changing fast enough here in Malaysia, right? And do you, being in this industry, feel frustrated that the move to renewable and cleaner energy isn't happening fast enough here in Malaysia? Or do I have it all wrong?
Well, hindsight is always 20/20, and I would perceive it as Malaysia is actually one of the better countries that we're in to promote clean energy to the whole country as compared to some of the countries like you get examples on some of the countries where some of the subsidies on clean energy only lasted for a couple of years and then that's it. There's no sustainable storyline that builds from the first phase. And that's why when we look back into the Malaysian market, we were actually quite happy with how things have came along this way.
Right. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you is this thing that you're doing called Source, right? And I'd like you to explain to me and the listeners, in layman's terms, what Source actually is.
Well, to put it simply, it is an extension solution that we have developed in-house ourselves that to supplement. At first, we wanted it to supplement our solar business, and then quickly it moved into quickly becomes another beast of its own that is more towards for energy performance management where we set it up for our customers that makes business sense for you know, different kind of buildings, for office buildings, shopping centers, manufacturing plants, where the bulk of the energy is actually consumed by a few different, you know, business activities, like, for example, comfort cooling, air conditioning, and also manufacturing activities, where this platform will aggregate all this different information in one single room, and then and then provide customers value and to how as to how they could bring down their energy consumption through this solution.
So, okay. So let me try and distill that. Is it a software solution then that kind of analyzes energy consumption and then distributes or can redistribute that energy if it needs to?
That is a fantastic question over there. It is actually a combination of AI, IoT, big data, different kind of technology in a big melting pot where we need to have end-to-end kind of solution where we have Internet of Things, IoT technologies for the sensors, for the meters, controllers to send up data up to the cloud. And then onwards that we have all these aggregated platforms that aggregate all this data from IoT and subsequently have our own AI algorithms and technologies in there to crunch all this data to produce meaningful business insights for customers to have a sense of, you know, where can I save energy? What is the next step we can take to drive the operational cost down? Is it from the energy point of view? Is it from our business activities? So on and so forth. So Source is designed and also developed to address these sort of concerns from our customers.
Ryan, I mean, obviously there are people who run larger manufacturing businesses who have had a fairly stable, let's say, energy consumption bill. You know, they pay a set amount of money and they've been doing it and their bill perhaps hasn't changed almost in 5 or 10 years or whatever it is. When you're approaching these clients, has it been difficult to convince them that you can actually save them money?
Oh, yeah, more often than not. I mean, with this sort of well-established companies, they come with well-established workers and people that have been on board with them more than 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And some of them can be very interesting to talk to. So what we typically do with this sort of set of customers is that we go in and then we position ourselves as, hey, we were there to help you to understand your business better and to understand how you use your energy better. And we'll help you to understand how you actually, how the pattern of the energy consumption differs from one day to the other. So you may have like an energy consumption, I mean the total energy cost that it could be, you know, about the same differences compared to the previous month or maybe the previous year. But then it is the devil's that is in the details where we want to go into and understand how exactly you use this equipment itself and how that affects the overall total energy consumption. And then from there onwards, then we can say, you know what, maybe one of this equipment is kind of getting old, rusty, you may need to do more maintenance. Or maybe we can put in different solutions that actually helps you to adjust the usage, you know, from time to over time, to bring down the demands that could result in auxiliary charges from TNB or some other utility companies.
And for some people, it's just as simple as turning it off when you're not using it.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be surprised that some of these equipments, you know, they can be just put on the backlog, or maybe they just put it like, for lack of better terms, a back burner, and they it's just on standby mode for, I don't know, like a day or two, or maybe even a week long, and it's just there. Drawing power that is not aware by any of these staff from the company.
So talk to me about some of the clients who have kind of seen the light, if you like, behind this and have adopted this kind of technology. Who are your kind of current clients? Do you feel comfortable about talking about some of these?
Yeah, no worries at all. Few of our clients have approached us to further adopt our solutions, and one of these kind current client that we have is a cold storage fishery client that's based in Penang, and another one that is on they run a petrol station shell in Sabah. So there are different their demographic kind of clients that come to us for this solution. And so far, what they've experienced is after they adopted our solution, they've resulted in 20 to 25% of energy savings.
Wow.
From air conditioning, climate control, auto controlling, and also on the improvements in their business activities, like the fishery company that is actually running a cold storage facility where our solutions actually help them go in and also help them to automate different equipments run at different times to help them to cut down the maximum demand charges from PMB.
Mm. I've got one final question before we kind of wrap up here. And I suppose in some ways this is aimed at the two of you. But Ryan, I'd like you to answer first. I mean, 12 years ago when the two of you or the bunch of you were interested in getting into this kind of vertical, is this what you aimed to do? Is this how you wanted to end up with a company that didn't just provide solar panels or solar technology, but with a company that actually offers real life changes, real world changes? Did you foresee that, or did you see this as something that had potential? Did you see an end result at all?
Oh, that's a great question over there. 12 years ago, we would have never imagined that we would, but do different stuff other than the core stuff that we're doing right now, which is putting solars in people's homes and buildings. So back then, we were pretty focused in doing one job right and focusing on delivering results over there. But slowly along the time, we find out that, energy consumption or energy itself isn't just about generating energies. It's also about conserving energy. It is also about how we use energy more efficiently.
Yeah.
So that came into our mind where we started to have a three-pillar concept called Energy Trilogy, where it revolves around energy generation, energy storage, energy conservation. These three main pillars here. So that is also how we actually get launched into developing our own solutions to see how we can take advantage of the existing technologies that we can complement the core stuff that we are doing right here.
Wonderful. Ryan and Co., thank you very much for spending time with me today and giving me this very insightful interview.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right. I want to thank Ryan and Co. They are from Plus Solar. For more information, you can find more info over on their website.
You can visit on www.plus-solar.com.my.
Wonderful. You have been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.